fellow celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're listening to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the show where we break down all of the latest and greatest shocking and weird celebrity news of the week. And thank goodness I have help, because celebrities are weird, but we try to stay weirder. Thank you so much, former hair model and just curl extravaganza today, curly girl, Gwen Flamberg.
Guys, you know, it's taken me all this time in my life to realize that I don't have to spend 40 minutes with a piping hot blow dryer. Amazing.
Keep the heat off your hair. And the person who I think coined the term rosé all day, it's Sarah Huron.
Oh, I had 3 glasses last night. Hello, Travis.
Hello. So glad you did. Hope there's some left in you this morning, because we have got a lot of dramatic news. We have celebrity weddings that you've definitely heard about, but hopefully we have some details that you have not heard about. We have babies being born with mistresses, babies being born with cheaters. We have Harry and Meghan come across from us. There's a lot. But I know our woes of the week are pretty woeifying this week. So let's kick off with that. Gwen Flamberg, who and or what made you go woe this week?
It's amazing that I can speak. Because when I saw the photos of Mr. William Bradley Pitt on the red carpet for his film Bullet Train, I actually think that I lost consciousness for a couple of minutes. I don't know, because nobody was here with me. But oh my God, is all I have to say. He was wearing a skirt. That's number one. I mean, go Brad Pitt for embracing gender fluidity. It looks good on you. He has a calf tattoo. Who knew?
A couple.
I never remembered that he had a tattoo. He has this calf tattoo that apparently he's had for a while, but it's just rarely visible because he never wears skirts or even really shorts. But the other thing, you guys, oh my God, his calves. I mean, he's like 60 years old. His calves, I don't know. Yeah, like I might start hyperventilating again if I picture them in my brain. I mean, the woes are woe, and woe is me, because I don't think I'm going to be able to think about anything else all week.
Did I zoom in on those calves and did I love it? Absolutely. Yes, I did. They are so tan and muscular and...
Muscular.
By that linen skirt, which looks like it's pulling a little bit, and I don't know if it's going to last forever, because that linen looks like it needs to be sealed a little bit. A little worried about the skirt, but the calves were amazing. That guy is so hot. He will never not be.
He just looks great.
Yeah, I second that. Well, baby girl Sarah Huron, what body part made you go whoa this week?
The lips. No, I don't know if you heard, but Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Coletti launched a podcast where they're rewatching Laguna Beach. Now, everyone has a podcast rewatching their hit show these days. I'm actually pretty into it, though. And Stephen and Kristen just dropped their first episode, and they have a lot of fun stuff in there about like how fake the show was, which we all know. But they also did like a general catch up. And several times on the first episode, Kristen hinted that the reason they didn't stay in touch all these years was because Jay Cutler like didn't let her. She was like, I could stay friends with my exes, but you know, my ex, like, and then you could tell something was cut. So I feel like she was definitely shading Jay, but also they spoke about when Kristen and Steven did reunite in August of 2020, which was a couple months after her and Jay filed for divorce. And they posted that blurry picture that like broke the internet.
It was your woe of the week that week.
I'm sure it was. It's like, I think about it at least once a day. And she said, and she was like, do we tell the whole story of that night? And Steven was like, oh, what, that we danced on tables? And she was like, no, like the story, like, did we kiss? And he was like, I don't know. And like changed the subject. And then she said more than once, well, like, I'll let you decide how much we're going to say. So clearly like Steven and Kristen, 100%, that was like her rebound from Jay before she was with the Southern Charm stars.
Nice.
And I'm just like, shooketh, like it's 2004, play the Come Clean by Hilary Duff. Steven, it's crazy.
Wow, the rain has truly fallen down on that.
The rest may still be unwritten. We don't know.
Wow, that is pretty steamy. I love how he was her, like, you know, first love, obviously, that was, she said on the show back in the day, and a rebound from her divorce. That is classic why we love to keep up with Kristen Cavallari's life, yes. Right there.
Shout out to Steven Coletti for still being single.
Yes, thank you, Stephen, for that. Well, my woe of the week is going to Elon Musk, and it has nothing to do with Elon Musk itself. It's a double parter. So my first woe about Elon Musk is his dad is now selling his sperm to, quote, high class women. And if you're thinking about buying this, let me just remind you that he's a very Woody Allen type, and he has two children with his stepdaughter, the second that he had naturally. And he's, yes, now selling his sperm to, quote, high class women. And apparently he says there's like a clinic in Colombia who's very interested in getting their hands on this, which is just so creepy and gross. But because it's so creepy and gross, my second part of this woe of the week is Christine Baranski had that iconic Met Gala photo where she is glaring at Elon Musk. And she told Entertainment Tonight this week that she was absolutely glaring at him. She's like, this millionaire is like playing around in space and he could have fixed the planet. She's like, I'm an environmentalist. And then it took me back to when her daughter gave her a framed photo of this meme and Christine Baranski was just like cackling over laughing. And just any chance I get to bring up Christine Baranski is just a good day in my book.
Agreed. Love her.
Oh, she is so great. We love you, Christine Baranski. Keep being yourself and look up that meme and the video of her daughter gifting it to her for Christmas. It is so cute. Well, let us move on to some news of the week. And, you know, if you know anything about celebrity gossip, you probably know what story we're going to start with. And you might have heard a little bit. This is the Ben and Jen wedding episode of the Hot Hollywood podcast, guys. It really, really is. Ben and Jen married last week in the Las Vegas chapel where Britney Spears married Jason Alexander. I think Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker.
They were a different one, Kravis.
Oh, so Kravis had a different Elvis impersonator drive-through optional wedding chapel.
There's several of them in Vegas.
But it is the same one as Britney and Jason Alexander. So hopefully that's not a sign of what's to come.
Great. And they did not go through the drive-through because they're a VIP. Jennifer Lopez used the break room as a changing room to get out of her Zaheer Mirad dress that she was wearing and change into a dress that we still can't figure out what movie she was saving this for. Ben got dressed in the men's bathroom for this. We know J-Lo's kids were there. It was just, the pictures made me so happy. And of course, J-Lo was pushing that newsletter, honey. So that is where all the details are coming out of.
Low, but I thought the dress she was wearing, the first dress with the no sleeves, was from the movie, and the second dress with the sleeves is not from a movie, and that's more recent.
Right, the dress with the sleeves is the Zaheer Mirad. It was just a Zaheer Mirad dress that was lent to her for whatever. The sleeve,
she wore that "Marry Me," I think. Actually,
I thought that the sleeveless dress was from "Marry Me."
No one can figure out where it's from because
it might have been like a dress that was part of the Marry Me production that just didn't wind up in the movie.
Yeah, but she said an old movie. I think it's from like even like early 2000s. Some people think it's from Jersey Girl and the scene in Jersey Girl they cut out of her and Ben Affleck getting married because they broke up in real life. But then other people claim to find that scene and don't think the neckline matches up. Maybe she's just lying to us to try to sound relatable because she brought two dresses to a Vegas wedding chapel. But I digress.
No.
So people wear multiple wedding dresses these days here and here, and some brides wear four or five.
In Vegas for your low-key wedding?
Yeah.
Listen, all I can say to you guys is that what she posted on her Instagram, the, you know, her whole thing about, you know, love is patient, love is kind. And like, maybe if you wait long enough, you'll find yourself at a drive-thru at midnight, you know. I was super emotional. Like I truly felt super emotional, which is like an interesting thing, right? Like I was kind of like, why do I feel so emotional about this? But I feel like I was not alone with those feelings. I've heard that from a lot of people this week. So there's something about this romance being rekindled 20 years later. And, you know, listen, I think that the smartest thing they did was to just do that. You know, it was sort of unexpected right after Kourtney and Travis got married in Vegas. And they just sort of led their own narrative. And that's what celebrities do now, especially if they want you to go sign up for their newsletter. Highly, highly monetizing. The thing that really stuck out for me is that her kids were there, but Ben Affleck's adorable children were not. And of course,
we don't know. I don't know if we know if they were. I don't know that. Share photos of them. So maybe they just cut them out of like the newsletter, because she does say like, we have five wonderful children.
They have five wonderful children. I'm just wondering.
I do think his kids were there and they just didn't release the photos because they don't do photos of them.
Did Jennifer Garner know that they were going to do this? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I also like, I'm of the, a little less emotional standpoint, and like, this is great and all, and it's been like a really fun thing to watch, but I don't have faith, you guys, because I think Jennifer Garner, first of all, this whole, you know, waiting around for each other narrative, don't love it when you did have kids with other people. And like, justice for Jennifer Garner, who drove you through the freaking drive-through on your way to rehab and cleaned you up and made sure that you were in the best shape of your life for Jennifer Lopez. Thank you very much. I know he didn't say that, and she did. But like, what if this had, like, what if, you know, I'm not wishing a relapse on Ben or anything, but it's been a messy couple decades in between the two J-Lo relationships. And like, absolutely. I don't know. I think getting married again.
I sort of read the whole thing is like, life gets in the way, but love wins. I don't know. I think it's a very, maybe I'm a sucker, you guys, but I felt like that post was sort of authentic. And
me too.
I don't know. I do think
doing it this way, even though it's trendy, because like everyone's doing it this way, does make it
they sort of solidified the trend. I don't think it was trendy before.
Well, like Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner did it.
I forgot about that.
David Harbour. There's actually a lot of people in the last couple of years.
Right.
I think
you're right. Partly COVID. Allen.
And people getting married in Europe, so they just like get married in Vegas for fun. So like, they're definitely not the first, but it is wild that they did, because they're like the A-list of the A-list, and not having this like over the top wedding makes me think, okay, they just wanted to be married. I'm just thinking like 10 years down the line, will they still be married? I certainly don't know.
We don't know that for anybody. We don't know if who is going to stay married next year or in 10 years or whenever. And I think that's okay. Like, they're going to have a wedding. Like, they are going to have a party, and I need them to do that because I need to see all of the fashion and the dresses and everything that everybody wears. So they better do that at some point. I loved the woman who was like, you know, the witness who, I mean, she wasn't like the technical witness for their wedding, but she was also she was online waiting to get married. And like, you know, people were just like, oh my God, like Jennifer Lopez, like I don't know. I
think they're together forever.
In Vegas. I've been backstage with her there, like in the bowels of, it just felt to me like I loved it.
I also want them to have the big party, because I know we've heard that they are, because I want to see who's there.
Yeah.
Like, do any exes make the cut? Like, who is like in
Judd,
who
first
is in
row.
Chris Judd? Who is in like Bennifer 2.0's inner circle? Like, besides Leah Remini, I don't really know. Matt Damon still, but I feel like there's a lot of like interesting things we probably don't know. And if like all the kids are there, I know they don't want to share pictures, but if it's like Pat,
Ellen will definitely be there.
Yeah.
I think they're together for a long time. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because her hair and makeup and smile and inner soul look so cute in the photos.
Her hair looks great.
Amazing.
Good
her
job,
hair looked
Chris.
Like the perfect. It's the kind of hair that I wish everyone would wear for their wedding.
Mm-hmm. It's like natural, never, you're never going to look back and regret that.
Right. Yeah. Right. No updo. You need a half updo, and you need your texture to look amazing. And of course, Chris Appleton was there. I heard him in the video that she posted.
He posted videos too.
To talk about it. But, you know, it was fabulous. It was fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you to Chris Appleton, because he's the one who posted the video of her in the sleeveless white dress asking her about the motivation behind it. He's like the reason that we even have that little tidbit. And just to see her talking about anything on her special day was so adorable, because she just looks so cute. And I agree with Sarah that Ben Affleck has had a messy couple of decades.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a little worried, but if anybody can get anyone together, it's Miss Jennifer Lopez.
It's also, Jennifer Garner got it together for her.
She did.
But I think it's also interesting because J-Lo shares a lot. Like, she always has, like, and her kids have always been public. I know they like even perform with her, Emmy, but like J-Lo is posting the videos, J-Lo sending a newsletter, and like Ben Affleck's like, he was there. Like, it's just kind of interesting. I don't know.
But that's also like, I don't know, I have a lot of friends who are in relationships where they, one person in the relationship posts about it and the other one doesn't. You're sort of just not high profile on social media. It's just sort of not their thing. I mean,
I am in one of those relationships.
Really? Yeah, I feel like you and your fiance Travis post a lot together.
He has 3 posts on Instagram total.
Yeah, he's not very active on Instagram.
He has 3 posts in the last 10 years. So it's a little bit of a discrepancy between us. He's done 4 stories since we've been together. So it's a big, big deal, those 4 stories. Well, we're all happy for them. Sarah is trepidatious because she is team Jennifer Garner. We get it. And she did the work to get him to rehab. And we are hearing from sources that they will have a bigger wedding at his property in Georgia. It is on a tiny little island. We heard it's his, quote, slice of heaven. We hear that that is going to be the likely place that they will have their second ceremony, not LA. It'll be at this beautiful property in Savannah. And I mean, they're definitely going yachting in the Mediterranean for their honeymoon because that's how they like it.
They are headed to Italy in the next couple of weeks because J-Lo is the performer at the UNICEF Gala, which is in late July on Capri. It's taking all of my willpower not to go to Capri for a long weekend simply to see her perform and see those two like walking about town, you know, when they're too close. But it could still happen, guys. It could still happen.
Well, let's take it over to Europe again with a little bit different of a love story. We have Tristan Third Trimester Thompson looking for his next incubator and girl who's making all the wrong decisions in her life. Yes, sources, her rep confirmed to us and many, many numerous sources told us, confirmed that they both have a male embryo that they are going to have a baby via surrogate for, and it's going to be born any day. They decided to do this process while Tristan was cheating with Marley Nicholas, the personal trainer that he met on Snapchat. Great. So he was, you know, going through the surrogacy journey and cheating on Chloe at the same time. She has had her baby recently. Chloe is done with him romantically, but she's, as Madonna said, she's keeping her baby. And this baby is also Tristan's. It is going to be a full sibling for True Thompson, which they wanted. Chloe's wanted a boy for so long. And Tristan was just spotted in Mykonos getting cozy with another woman. I'm really glad there were rumors that it was Chani Jones. I'm really glad that it was not. I mean, I would have liked it for the spectacle, but just sad for the whole family.
For those who don't remember, that was Kanye's, one of Kanye's girls, right?
Yeah, it was Kanye's doppelganger of Kim Kardashian. So not only was it Kanye's ex, but she looks exactly like Kim. So it just would have been weird for so many reasons for Chloe, but luckily it is not Chani Jones. But this story is just wild, and I think about it every day. Chloe is looking unbothered. She recently liked an Instagram post that was a picture of Tristan walking hand in hand with this new girl in Mykonos. So really selling us the unbothered. She did. She is selling us the unbothered neighborhood by liking, you know, little posts of him together.
Shocking.
But it's just, I mean, I don't want to say it's a wild story because we should have seen it coming, but it's just
I did see it coming. Someone needs to go back. I don't have the time. And I don't think anyone else does either. So don't actually waste time doing this. But I swear to God, when this all came out, I said, I hope Chloe doesn't have a surrogate pregnant somewhere. I 100% said that. I didn't know anything at the time. I just assumed she did. And I don't know when I said it or it was at some point in this timeline, but then I did a deep dive in the timeline and Tristan and Marley Nichols conceived baby Theo, call him by his name, in March 2021. Tristan found out about this lawsuit at least in June 2021, because that was when he responded, was going back and forth in court all summer. Yeah. And Chloe and the surrogate, this baby was conceived in November and Marilee gave birth to Theo December 1st. So there was like a couple weeks when this baby was like put it in the oven and then whatever. But he knew the whole time, obviously, because he was involved in this lengthy court battle. So like, give me season 2 of the Kardashians now. I'll never quit. And like, Tristan, maybe like get out of Mykonos. Like, what are you doing?
And the nice thing is
they'll play basketball.
True is going to have a true 100% sibling. And that's a nice thing, even though she's got tons of cousins out there to support her. I mean, this is tragic, but stuff like this happens. It happens to real people, not just Kardashians. So Chloe, just make better choices, please.
It seems to happen to Chloe more often than anyone else.
She like loves to preach like that he's still a good dad, which like I'm sure he's great with True, but like when was the last he still hasn't met Theo? And when was the last time he hung out with Prince, his older son? And now
hasn't met Theo?
No, not that from everything we've heard, he still hasn't met Theo. So like you want your dad to be okay, he's good to you, but what about your half sibling that he just abandoned? Like,
yeah.
No way, Tristan. He's like, as Kylie Jenner once said, is he like, quote, the worst person ever? Yes.
Well said, Kylie, on that morning where the news broke, where we all remember where we were watching the Kardashians episode. It's just messed up. Chloe, I'm so glad you got the baby you want to, and we are with you. Screw Tristan. He sucks. We love you. Well, speaking of men who suck and we love the women, let's talk about Britney Spears' dad, shall we? Judge Brenda Penny, hey, Judge Penny, ruled that Jamie Spears must sit for a deposition in California by August 12th. The judge released a statement regarding a counterclaim that to be deposed, that he wanted her deposed. Judge Penny actually said, "You have to be deposed, sir." Britney's lawyer, who we love so much, said this was a quote, "This was another major victory for Britney Spears after her father had run and hid for 9 months. He has now been ordered to depose shortly and to produce all documents as required by law." The lawyer continued, Matthew Rosengart, who we love, "It was a very good day for justice generally. A day of reckoning for Mr. Spears has come, at least in this stage of the term, the terms of the court ordering him to appear for this deposition." Now, this was so wild because all of the Free Britney Act came out. We knew that her dad was such a horrible guy and that he's just been chilling for the last 9 months doing nothing. And it felt completely wrong to me. I'm so glad he's finally getting deposed and is going to be shown for sort of the monster he was for trapping her in a house and stealing all her money. That's all. Screw you, Jamie.
You summed it up perfectly.
I did. That is it. Let's move on to a story that just gets wilder and wilder and wilder. Now, the name once, you know, sent hearts above all of our head and now sends a shiver down my spine and to a little piece of my rib, Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer, of course, was accused of rape by several women, accused of wanting cannibalism. I mean, I'll just stop it there. I was telling my dad, I was like, yeah, Armie Hammer was canceled. He's like, for what? I was like, cannibalism. So it seems like a great idea to do. But TMZ just got photos that were allegedly taken in June of Armie Hammer seated behind a desk at a resort in the Cayman Islands, wearing a polo shirt and holding a pen, and seemed to be speaking with people across from him. Now, these photos were super strange because it looked like he was working at this resort. And sources confirmed to us that, yes, Armie Hammer was indeed selling timeshares in the Cayman Islands because his family had cut him off. His family has exorbitant wealth, but completely cut him off. I don't really understand how he lost all of his movie money because he was in a lot of movies, especially right before the cannibal claims came out. But don't worry. I mean, if you were worried about Armie Hammer, which I was not, Robert Downey Jr. has come to the rescue, as he has with so many celebrities in Hollywood, some we know about, some we don't know about. And he flew Armie Hammer out of the Cayman Islands, let him stay at his house in L.A., and even is getting him into a rehab program and trying to rehabilitate Armie Hammer. So thank you, Robert Downey Jr., I guess. What did you guys think when you saw that Armie Hammer was selling timeshares at a Cayman Islands resort?
Very, very strange, as I have felt about this whole story, cannibalism included. Is he crazy? Is he like just mentally unwell? I just don't know what happened with him. Such promise, so handsome, yeah. Such an incredible actor. And he just like went way off the rails. I mean, it is interesting that Robert Downey Jr., who notably suffered from substance abuse and was really saved by the woman who he married, Susan, that he is trying to help him, which kind of makes me feel like Armie Hammer's trying to get sober and get himself like really stay sober and get on the right track. But I don't know what's up here. I find it very strange and very disturbing.
Honestly, I feel like I never really got closure on the whole Armie Hammer situation. Like, those allegations were freaking wild. And he kind of just disappeared to the Cayman Islands and like got fired from all his movies. And like, that's fine. I'd probably do the same if someone accused me of the stuff he was accused of. Yeah. But like, am I ever getting like a documentary? Like, I feel like I need to know more about this. Like, I kind of forgot about him. And to me, he was just Serena's boyfriend in season two of Gossip Girl. Like, you know, nothing special. But
he was a very special boyfriend in that episode.
Yeah, I mean, great. What's his name? Gabriel. Great episodes. It's a second half of season two with Poppy Lifton. But I don't know. I feel like there's still so much. Even like Elizabeth Chambers is now like out at events again. And it's like, wait, yeah. Like, what? Like, have you, she never really said anything. Like, I get they have young kids, so maybe that's why, but like, yeah. Is the book coming? And now Tyler Cameron is dating Paige
Lorenzo. Yeah.
Yeah. One of Armie Hammer's exes. So like that
was the closure I needed.
That actually makes it more pertinent to me, but overall, like, I don't know, just very weird, but like, I guess good for you for like trying to make money for your family after you disgraced their name.
I agree. It seems like an actually stand-up guy thing to do, but I just can't. He did so many horrible things to all of these women that even though he's sitting at a desk and selling timeshares, I really have trouble finding sympathy for the guy just because he was such a monster for so long to so many impressionable young women. And I get it's maybe part of the addiction and mental illness, and I want to give him a little leeway for that, but I'm just not ready.
Agree.
Well, let's move on to another Kardashian. This is someone just told me that she's their favorite Kardashian because she has managed to just make money and stay in the background. It's Kendall. Kendall and Devin Booker are
back together.
She's my least
favorite by far.
Yeah, well, no personality, but she's real pretty.
Yeah.
I agree. She's my least favorite because no personality, but someone was saying like she just didn't want to be in the spotlight, and good on her for sort of like getting her dream job, but without having to put it out there. I don't know. Not my thought, but it was an interesting point of view on the Kardashians. Well, whether you love her or hate her, she's back with Devin Booker. Now, we heard that Kendall and Devin, who play some sort of sportsketball, I believe the basket. He is the basket type. Good for him. So glad. They broke up. We had heard Us Weekly had confirmed at the time. And then she posted a little reunion Instagram story on July 17th when they were at a wedding festivity that a bunch of celebrities were at, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, all of her friends. And then they were spotted together at a 4th of July party in the Hamptons. A source told us at the time, Kendall was holding onto Devin's arm the majority of the night, and they looked really cute. So they are back together. It was strange that all these sources confirmed to us that they were off and then that their schedules are in the way, which is what everybody tells us, and I never believe. But this is, now they're back together. So I guess good for them.
Sounds like these two got into a big fight and a lot of people in their inner circle were involved in the big fight or heard about it. And then they decided that they're going to move past it. And I think it's interesting because I remember all the reporting about these two in the beginning was like, they're just hooking up. It's casual. Then they like kept doing it. And Kendall hasn't really been in any long-term relationships. And then him being the only significant other at the Kravis wedding in Italy was obviously such a statement. And she's posted about him more than she's ever posted about anyone before. Absolutely. But she doesn't let us see anything interesting on the show. We just have to watch her and Hailey Bieber get, you know, IVs, which is the most boring thing on the planet. Which is why I don't like Kendall because she brings me nothing on my program. But I don't know. I don't know much about Devin Booker. The cucumber was, oh yes, that was a gift. That was a gift. I don't know much about Devin Booker. I just think it's an interesting, interesting that that's the one that she's kind of like keeps going back to. Like, I don't
know. Is he a good basketball player?
Yes, apparently he's very good.
Okay, good. Great. I mean,
it's not like a Tristan where people like forget he actually plays basketball. I think he's very good from what I know about the NBA, which is very little, but I think more than you guys.
You're in these streets, Sarah. You talk to people on the ground and in these streets much more than we do.
I'm not gonna lie. Listen, hockey. I'm up on hockey. That is my sport. But beyond that, hockey, by the way, is basically basketball, but on ice, much harder.
Definitely harder and more hardcore. What is that?
It is. I really only know about professional cheerleading and figure skating. So if you want to ask me those are the sports that I deem credible and of athletic merit. The others, not so much. Well, that is all the shit we get to talk on sports this week. Thank you so much to my host, Sarah Huron and Gwen Flamberg, for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, this is Travis Curt on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame, and really just weirdness this week of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, you know what they are, guys?
They're just like us.
Yeah, they are, except for you, Armie Hammer. You're a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with him.
Not like him.
Well, we will be back next week with all of the news stories, all of these stories. Hopefully, we'll have a little bit more information because I need more on Chloe and Armie and JLo and Ben. So tune back in next week, and we'll see y'all then. Thanks for listening.
Bye.